listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.
Nobody. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right, give me one second here. Track didn't start like it was supposed to, so let's go for it.
Yeah! Cliff Bells will be hosting a very special WHFR Jazz Benefit on Sunday, November 17th. Please join us for an evening of jazz improvisation starring Dave Hurley and the Outer Nebula Trio featuring Raphael, Bear Trap, Michael Malice's Exploration Ensemble, Planetary Citizenship featuring O'Donnell, Spangler, Bergman, Wallace, and CUNY. Doors open at 7 o'clock. All proceeds of the $10 donation entry fee go directly to the station. We hope to see you at Cliff Bell's on Sunday, November 17th for WHFR's Jazz Benefit. Please visit WHFR.fm for more information.
Are you a local artist? Would you like to hear your music on WHFR? Please send us your music for airplay consideration. You can find our email and physical mailing addresses at whfr.fm. Don't wait. Send your MP3s, CDs, and records today.
Henry Ford College's Mirror News is looking for new writers. The newspaper is student-run and a great opportunity for budding journalists to gain experience. The Mirror News covers a variety of topics such as politics, new restaurants, art exhibits, local events, and recent films. If you would like to share your talents, email Dr. Kim at pkim@hfcc.edu or the editor at editor@hfcc.edu. See yourself in the Mirror News.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right, as you can probably figure out, live performance is not happening yet. That's going to be happening at 6 o'clock. We had some unforeseen circumstances running late as far as setting the band up. It's all good, but it's just going to happen at 6 o'clock now instead of 5 o'clock. I'm still going to try to get that interview in with Carolyn Strio that I promised. She's going to be talking about her new book, Maiden Energy, that features poetry and song lyrics by herself. Let me get you caught up on what we've been listening to. That last track was a kind of a goth alt track from Zion Sleep Syndrome from the Static EP. Got that in a few years ago, and that was a track called Dark Skies. Before that, a couple of tracks by Snake Wing. Remember those guys? I don't know if they're still around or not, but I always liked seeing them play live. They were a very high energy show, and that's from the album Burn It to Stop the Bleeding. We heard Rotted Corpse, and before that, Spider Skull. So you kind of get where we're going with this, obviously. It's the Halloween theme that we're doing here at WHFR. Before that, Devil Do by Duende from their release, Mezcal, and that featured Holly Golightly and the Broke-Offs backing them up. You could hear her voice, of course, and that's a really great track for this time of year. And then before that, we heard Bury Your Dead by War Horses. And let's see, I'm trying to get this to work for me. Dead Undone, also by War Horses, both coming off the Flap Your Useless Wings CD, self-released. And at the start of everything, like I told you at the beginning, we heard a jazzy tune. Not very creepy in its sound, of course, but I figured the track, you know, title kind of worked for what we're doing today. Angels and Demons at Play. All right. Got all kinds of great stuff to play for you right now. What I'd like to do is, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play side B of the 3D Invisibles LP that I have here. So I'm going to take a little break and relax and play you some creepy tunes. And actually, I believe they're playing tonight, if I'm not mistaken. I'll let you know exactly where and when. I think it might be at that new place, the Bolero Lanes in Royal Oak. But I believe they're doing two sets, and it's the 3D Invisibles, one of Rick Mills' projects. They get all dressed up, of course, appropriately for Halloween and do scary rock and roll garage rockabilly tunes for your listening pleasure. So anyway, let's do that. Let's do side B of 3D Invisibles. Yeah, the monsters are rocking in the graveyard tonight.
was cooking up a nasty brew. The Crypt Keeper told a tale or two. Uncle Creepy was the envy of every gruesome fellow, and he showed up at the gate with Vampirella.
Christopher Lee hides in the shadows, waiting for you and for me. Christopher Lee made lots of movies. I'm sure you've seen him on TV. And he wears his face like a noble mask to hide a churning bloodlust lurking deep inside. Christopher Lee lives in a castle over in England somewhere. Christopher Lee wears a sharp-looking suit and neatly combs back his hair. And he wears his face like a noble mask to hide a churning bloodlust lurking deep inside. Behind his eyes, flames roar. A cinema symbol of sex. Christopher Lee isn't a homo. He likes women with beautiful necks. And he wears his face like a noble mask to hide a churning bloodlust lurking to.
it's gonna make sense. Can't get yourself together. You broke my heart when she got torn apart. My baby's gonna make sense.
Have you ever been to an Egyptian feast?
Thank you. Henry Ford College is a smoke-free campus. Henry Ford College supports and is committed to wellness and a healthy environment. No person shall smoke, chew, or use tobacco, tobacco products, vaping, or smoking simulation products on campus, with the exception of use in private vehicles. Use of recreational marijuana, however, is strictly prohibited anywhere on campus. The HFC smoke-free policy applies to all faculty, staff, students, vendors, contractors, and visitors to our campus. For more information on the HFC smoke-free policy, visit policies.hfcc.edu.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Recently, we have heard about innocent people who lost their lives due to the result of a domestic violence situation. Domestic violence occurs in every community, and it does not discriminate. It's past time we stand with our brothers and sisters that continue to suffer in silence. If you are a victim or know someone who is involved in a domestic violence situation, please call the Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or go online at www.thehotline.org.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. What you just heard was Side B of the 3D Invisibles, They Won't Stay Dead, on Neurotic Bop. That's one of Rick Mills' projects, perfect for Halloween. And what we got right now, as promised, I got on the phone right now, Carolyn Strio. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Scott. How are you? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. You started passing out candy yet?
Not yet.
Oh, they start a little later, huh, in your neighborhood. I don't know. It seems like where I live, by 5:30, they're already out, at least the little ones anyway. You know,
part of the problem is I just walked in, so I hope nobody missed it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I just got here.
All right. Well, we'll try not to keep you too long. We don't want to, like, deny those kids their tricks or treats, whichever. All right, so I guess we're here to talk about your new book, Maiden Energy. Tell us about it.
Oh, okay, so I've got this new book. I'm kind of excited because it features some of my poems and some of my lyrics and through many years. So you might find something way back that I did, and then you might find something very current. In fact, some of the poems were just written this summer. So it's a real spread of lyrics and poems, but not everything either, because there's so much more.
So this is only like one of how many, right? Depends.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. I didn't know how long this should be. You know, it seemed reasonable what I was doing. And then I thought, wow, there's so much more I could put in here, and some stories too. But at some point I needed to get out what I had compiled first. You know what I mean?
Yeah. After a while, you get kind of tired, and you're like, oh, my God, you know, where do I stop
there's
this?
There's quite a bit. So.
Okay. So would you say that maybe the mood and the type of lyrics and poetry has changed over the years, like if you compare the older stuff with the newer stuff?
Well, yeah, because I was a lot younger when I started. And, you know, I was writing from a real super early age, and I guess I never stopped. I found so much more that I've written, like I said. But no, it has evolved. And most artists or most writers probably would to some extent, you know. So, yeah, it's interesting to see that. You know, you might even see it if you read it.
Okay. So in some ways it's a trip down memory lane. In other ways it's like, okay, this is where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a blend of things. And I'm really glad, happy the way it turned out.
I'm glad for you too. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right. So it's been a long time coming. I imagine I know you haven't been working on it steadily, like, you know, to get it out. You've got so many other things going on with your musical career, the stuff you do with your husband and all, not to mention just life in general. That always gets in the way too, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, with teaching, it's been, you were talking about candy. Well, you know, the students, I had donuts for them, and it was pretty busy at the high school. But, you know, the thing is with music, there's been a lot going on, you're right, and there's a bunch coming up, kind of surprisingly, because I wasn't trying. I was taking a break, and I never can seem to, you know?
you know what I say? I'll rest when I'm gone, you know?
I guess so.
When they close the coffin, then I'll take it easy.
Oh, dear. That sounds Halloweenish.
Yeah, I figured I'd put that in. But I mean that
you
in a good...
You did.
I mean, but I mean that in a good way. You know, that's life. You know, you just keep plugging at it. Whatever you like to do, whatever you enjoy doing, make sure that you're surrounded by friends and loved ones and do the things that you like to do, you know?
Well, I know you and I have talked about that, and it's really important, and we've been through lots of stuff, so just like a lot of people, and so we just keep going and try to find where good things are.
Yep, because once you stop, that's it.
I know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so tell us about, you got a couple of things coming up. First off, you got tomorrow in Wyandotte, right?
Yeah, downtown Wyandotte, there's this excellent gallery called River's Edge Gallery. It's Pat Slack and Patricia Izzo and Jeremy Hansen have a super gallery down there, and people would know some of the artwork in there, and they also have fantastic, like jewelry and just a lot of stuff, like really different, but really cool, a very original place. And there's different floors of it, so it's
okay.
Kind of neat how this will be set up, doing a book reception there. It should be really fun. So that's River's Edge Gallery in downtown Wyandotte, and I'm looking forward to it tomorrow night, 7 to 10.
7 to 10, okay. And then you have another one going on in Oak Park with Carrie's place, Book Beat.
Right, Carrie Lauren's Book Beat. That's Sunday, and that's in the afternoon, which is kind of cool because, you know, then you still have your morning and night. Because
yeah.
Everybody is, you know, likes to be out on a Sunday, but it's kind of smack in the middle at 3 o'clock.
That's perfect for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think the Lions game is on at 4, so it kind of works okay. And then it's daylight savings, too. So
yeah, you know. We're going to lose an hour of sleep, but I don't know.
And
I would
gain it. We gain it.
Oh, we
all back, right? Isn't it?
No, the clocks get turned back.
They get back, but we gain an hour of... No, wait, we lose an hour of
we
light.
We lose an hour of sleep.
We lose and, light.
Yep, we lose both, so...
Yeah, so Book Beat at 3 o'clock on Sunday in Oak Park on Greenfield and 11 Mile area. So that'll be fun. That's going to be interesting. And both, you know, we tried to have digital exhibits. We're going to have a little bit of my old photos, vintage posters, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to put together. There's so much. So we'll see how things turn out. We will have receptions at both so people can enjoy something to drink and some hors d'oeuvres.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind of fun, and I'm going to be doing some reading from the book and maybe some music. I'm not sure if we'll have time for music, but
okay.
There'll be some music playing somewhere.
Okay. And is that at both places or just at Book Beat where you do the music?
We're going to hopefully have it at both.
Okay.
If all goes well. So we'll have a variety of stuff happening. I think it'll be kind of fun. It'll be very, you know, and people could stop in and, you know, especially tomorrow, November 1st, it's, you know, Day of the Dead. Lots of parties still, and people can stop in and then continue on if they want. And Sunday, same thing. It's going to be an event. Both of them are going to be really nice events for people to come to. And it's free admission.
Ah, that's the best part.
Yeah, just come on.
And hopefully the people that come in there and pick up a copy of your book while they're there.
Yeah, that'd be nice. It's great.
Long time.
I'm excited. Yeah, and we're also doing something with the Orbisons next week. It's a gig, but we have the book there, and it's at the Cadieux Cafe next Saturday night, November 9th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a great place to see a show, and Orbisons, yeah, they're fun.
It'll be fun. We it's my birthday, and it just fell on the right day, and so...
Oh, you're a Scorpio, too?
Ah. Yeah, Scorpio, yeah. Oh. And so the book will be there, and there's going to be plenty of music. We're both playing my band and the Orbisons, so that's November 9th on the east side of Detroit. And there's some other stuff, but we'll leave it at that for now.
Okay.
That's enough.
All righty. So once again, we're talking about Carolyn Strio's new book, Maiden Energy, a collection of poetry and song lyrics. Encompassing a good part of your life since you were a youngin', and that was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
That was some time ago, and you know, I've been writing so long, so this is exciting to have out. I mean, I've had poems in some anthologies. I actually have one in that Respect one coming out from M.L. Liebler for Michigan State Press.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Quite a book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. It's got Nikki Giovanni, poets like that, and musicians like Eminem and Jack White. And it's an incredible book coming out. So that's neat, too. But I'm so excited to have my new book, Detroit Maiden Energy, here now in the house.
Okay. And just real quick, how would people go about getting that? Obviously, they could probably purchase one at BookBeat. They can probably get one at River's Edge, but any other ways, can they do it online?
So eventually I hope to have it at Pages Bookshop and Horizons up in Traverse City and Ann Arbor. There's several bookstores. And overseas we're working on some things, but it is on Amazon. And it was under Amazon's Hot New Releases, which was very exciting. It's only been out 2 weeks.
You made the big time, Carolyn.
I know. I was so excited seeing that because, wow, why not, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was good news. And it's Barnes & Noble, too. Not in the bookshop at Barnes & Noble, but it is online.
Okay, which is a way that most of us, I don't know about you, but that's how I shop for most things nowadays.
Online. And then also on my website, if you go on my website, those links are there. And then my publisher... it's Ox Media Aquarius Press, okay? And she's got, it's on her site, too, where you can buy it, and she's got a link on my website as well, so.
Okay. All right, well, I should let you get back to what you were doing. We got to get those candy to those kids.
Yeah.
Probably not.
And again, you can get the book from me, too. So if you just want to message me or look on carolynstrio.com, I am here, and I'm excited, and Scott... Yeah, you have a happy Halloween. I hope that you're going home soon, or are you going to be doing some music there, right?
Still waiting for the live band to start in a few minutes, so I got a little ways to go, but I'll make it there eventually.
Okay, and I hope I see you at one of the book openings or shows, or I'll just have to come visit you.
All right, one way or another, we'll get together soon.
That sounds great.
All right, thanks so much, Carolyn, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, happy November.
Happy November. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Carolyn Strio talking about her new book, Maiden Energy, and she's going to be at the River's Edge Gallery tomorrow from 7 to 10 on Biddle Street, downtown Wyandotte, if you want to check it out there. Or go to Carrie Lauren's bookstore in Oak Park BookBeat. That's going to be around 3 o'clock, I believe she said. I would imagine that most people that are into something like what she would put out probably are not football fans. But you never know. I won't say impossible by any means. All right. So I'm going to see about telling you what you heard there again. That was the 3D Invisibles record that I played for you, Side B in its entirety. Waiting for the screen to come up here because I've got the tracks all written down. What you heard there was Nosferatu, Blood Feast, My Baby's Gone to Pieces, The Mad Doctor's Unsuccessful Experiments, say that five times fast, Beach Party Massacre, Christopher Lee, Skeleton Rock and Roll, a lot of short tracks there, that's why there's so many, I Married a Monster, Graveyard Rocking was the first track, and that's on Neurotic Bop. That's Rick Mills' own label in Royal Oak if you want to check it out. You can get that on vinyl, of course, because that's what I played for you just now, or some other medium, I'm guessing, but... All right, we're still waiting a few more minutes or so for the live act to come on Leisure. They were supposed to play at 5 o'clock, but it's going to be more like a little after 6 or so. So we'll keep you posted, but it's going to happen, so fret not. Right now I'm going to play a couple of tracks from one of my favorite bands, appropriately titled, the name of the band, for this day of Halloween, it's Werewolves.
Why? Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.
Are you a local artist? Would you like to hear your music on WHFR? Please send us your music for airplay consideration. You can find our email and physical mailing addresses